I rise today in support of leakers. Here's to Daniel Ellsberg, a former Marine who was working as a private sector military analyst in 1971 when he leaked the Pentagon Papers, a top-secret study of U.S. activities in Vietnam dating back to the Truman administration. It revealed a decades-long history of lies to the American public by both military and civilian leaders, including their denials at that time of bombing raids beyond Vietnam's borders. Here's to Edward Snowden, a computer intelligence consultant who was working as a subcontractor for the CIA in 2013, when he disclosed that the government was, in fact, collecting data on Americans, contrary to a denial under oath to Congress by National Intelligence Director James Clapper. Here's to Mark Felt, the former associate director of the FBI, who advised reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein to follow the money in the days after the break-in at the Watergate Hotel. Here's to everyone who's risked their career and sometimes their freedom to shed light on government lies and corruption. Last week, it was reported that the FBI had seized the records of Congressman Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell in an effort to learn who was providing accurate information to the media regarding the Trump administration's dealings with Russia. Former Attorney Generals Jeff Sessions and Bob Barr both denied knowledge of the operation, as did Associate AG Rod Rosenstein. So we're to believe a mid-level functionary had final say on the decision to spy on Congress. These revelations came after we learned that the FBI had also collected data on reporters at CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times for the same purpose. The reporting that prompted these surveillance abuses may have been embarrassing and politically damaging to the Trump administration, but it did not compromise national security. And this isn't just a Trump problem. The Obama administration prosecuted 3 times as many cases targeting whistleblowers and leakers than all other presidents combined. It also abused surveillance powers, spending months going through the records of Associated Press reporters and editors in an effort to plug leaks. And it set a new record for denial of documents requested under the Freedom of Information Act. One of the few things Trump and Obama would seem to agree on is their love for secrecy and disdain for those in government who shed light on areas they wish to be kept dark. Congress needs to rein in the ability of any administration to use the FBI as a weapon against them or the free press. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.